From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll be spending the majority of today's program in the and beyond portion of Classics and Beyond, although certainly the piece that we'll be listening to very shortly was influenced by classical music to some extent. We'll hear in its entirety the debut solo album from vocalist John Anderson, the longtime vocalist in the English rock group Yes. He released this album in 1976 on Atlantic Records. It's a science fiction concept album called Olias of Sunhilo. The album, inspired by the artwork of Roger Dean and the writings of Ver Stanley Alder. Anderson created an entire album on a story of the planet Sunhilo, whose civilization was destroyed by a major volcanic eruption. Olias, an architect, was given the task of building a ship which could carry Sunhilo's inhabitants to a new, safe destination where they could rebuild their civilization. The album is progressive rock, but it is also, at times, what some would consider to be New Age or even world fusion music. Of course, neither of those terms existed in the modern musical lexicon in 1976. The album influenced to some degree by Vangelis, with whom John Anderson collaborated on the album Heaven and Hell that same year. The album took 2 years to complete, from its initial conception through to its ultimate release. John Anderson on virtually all of the instruments, vocals, guitars, sitar, harp, mandolin, bass, synthesizers, wood flute, and percussion. In addition to Olias, who is the main character of this story, other key characters include Reynard, the navigator of the great glider which Olias constructs, and its name is the Moorglade, and Coquick, who unites the four tribes of Sunhilo so that they may all participate in this important mass exodus. The album is divided into several short sections. We'll open with Ocean Song, followed by Meeting, Garden of Gita, Sound Out the Galleon, Dance of Reynard, Olias to Build the Moorglade, Coquick and Transic, Neon, Transic 2, Flight of the Moorglade, Solid Space, Moon Ra, Chords, and Search Song, and finally, To the Runner. John Anderson's progressive rock epic, Olias of Sunhilo.
another, expectant as one dear companion can utter the right refugee. Climb summer mornings, tell me of days past, we ought to sing of the praises of love, and his one hand raised high in the dark. Total relating, appointing close factors of what we regard as the answer lies there, and his one hand raised high in the dark.
There stands Elias to outward to build a ship, holding within all we hope to retain. The frame will be so built to challenge the universe, classed with the skins of the fish of the plain.
Master volcano, erupt with the pleasure, sing to the power, we will sail to the east, and all hands shall rise to the call.
Attained as your view.
So sound out the galleon to travel to cross us the space between frost just as rightly attained. So stands the blinder, expectant as one dear companion can utter the wrong
that found summer and build a ship. Yeah.
Word of life, feed joys, the sunlight.
A progressive rock masterpiece, Olaus of Sunhilo, the debut solo album from John Anderson, first released in 1976. The album, bearing many of the hallmarks of the Yes sound of the mid-70s, as they were still releasing lengthy epic pieces inspired by classical music and science fiction concepts. This was one of several solo albums released by various Yes band members at the time, others including Beginnings from Steve Howe, Fish Out of Water from Chris Squire, Ramshackled by Adam White, and the Patrick Moraz album The Story of I. Olaus of Sunhilo, reissued and remastered in 2014 on the Audio Fidelity label. You are listening to Classics and Beyond. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. It's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website for more info about the program, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And this is program number 1534. We'll conclude the hour with a piece of classical music as we turn to the late Russian romantic composer Alexander Glazunov. We'll hear one of his most popular pieces, his second concert waltz. It's performed here by the Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Yevgeny Svetlanov.
Thank you.
the Concert Waltz No. 2 of Alexander Glazunov, as performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra, Yevgeny Svetlanov conducting, from a 1978 LP released on His Master's Voice, which by that time was part of the EMI Records Group, the album containing both of Glazunov's concert waltzes, as well as music for his popular ballet, The Seasons. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of classical music. Classics and Beyond is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.